It's the mix on 90.7 WKGC and the Steve Miller Band and Space Cowboy.
Will it end?
It does end.
There you go.
Right there.
Eventually it does.
I didn't even do it.
Kind of
let the computer do it.
It kind of rambles to a stop.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Much like you and me.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's cold morning.
It's a cold. It is a cool morning.
It's a bit
Northwest
chilly
Florida.
Out there.
That feels nice.
Yeah, I
nice
like
change.
It.
Change.
Brisk.
I think he's wearing shorts.
Makes you feel alive.
He's probably wearing shorts and a t-shirt, so...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you own anything other than shorts and a t-shirt?
I own a few jeans.
Pants. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've seen him in jeans.
It has to get really cold for you?
Take a picture so we can put it on the website, will you, Tori, next time he's in jeans?
Yeah, really.
I know he's going to believe it.
I think there's probably some up there already.
Really?
Yeah.
In
yeah.
jeans with him?
Yeah, of the podcasts at
and a jacket,
WKGC.org.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon's losing his little voice.
A little bit. It's coming back.
Is that good or bad?
Good.
I guess for radio, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depends on who
for
you
For us,
are.
Maybe.
The jeans
maybe
would
not.
Be a better thing if you were on TV. Just trust me on that one. Okay?
So a little chilly. It was about, I think when I took the kids to school this morning, it was like 43.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little chilly. A little nippy. Mm-hmm. Tori, you put
nice
out the...
Nice weather for baseball.
It is a good weather for
and
baseball.
And they won last night.
Did they?
13 runs to 5.
Ooh.
Yes, that so nice Commodore's baseball
thin,
is...
Thin, cool air allows that ball to fly mm-hmm, a little better.
Perfect.
Yes.
And
they won't
the
enjoy
softball
that for much
team
longer.
Doing great, too. Ladies softball, they'll be on the road this weekend.
They're like,
but
they're what, 50 and nothing?
Standing at 23-1 right now.
I was exaggerating
just a slight
a
exaggeration, but we get the point.
My
they're
math
doing
isn't good.
Great, and they're on the road this weekend. They'll play 4 games in Niceville.
When does the... When does tournament in Ocala start? The
it starts
ladies.
This afternoon.
Basketball is on the air this afternoon.
2:00.
Where
2
can I listen to this?
Right here, Tom.
Oh, okay.
And if you are, for
and
whatever
online,
reason, away
w-
from your
yeah.
your actual radio, mm-hmm. pick it up online, WKGC.org.
Yeah.
Would,
th-
take
would
us
that
anywhere.
Be that button that says listen live?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
I could do that.
So we'll be checking in with James and Herman sometime, I don't know. 1:30-ish.
Yeah, the Region 8 state finals. You know. Lady Commodores are up against Broward.
And mm-hmm. let us not forget, producer Brandon behind the controls this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Producer Brandon.
That's right.
You
we'll
haven't
be
forgotten,
listening. Wearing
okay,
t-shirt
good.
This
and
isn't
shorts.
Like the Bay County Commission meeting. We're going to be listening
oh, yeah,
to
definitely.
This.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you have to do a good job.
Whoa. I find the Bay County Commission meeting to be at times extremely amusing.
It can be.
Especially the description of
yes.
putting up and taking down the water line they're going to put up.
You can't say that word.
Yeah, thank
I don't
you.
Know what word it was, but it sounded bad.
The whole description on Tuesday of putting that water line over the bridge and then taking it back down again
oh, yeah.
later. That, you got to admit, some of that stuff's amusing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to read that story, and I didn't
it's
get
gonna
there.
It's going to cost... They're doing a... We have a leak, and
right.
the water line was built inside the
Not
first,
the vegetable, right?
No,
okay.
not leeks,
oh,
but
sorry.
A leak with an A. They put the water line inside the bridge out here is hollow. They put it inside a utility tunnel in there, and maybe not a good idea because it's hard to repair if it breaks, and it broke.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Now leaking inside. The bridge now has an internal leak, so they're going to take, I believe, the eastbound lane and turn off the block off the walkway and lay a new pipe across the pedestrian lane. Temporarily, so they can shut down the one that's inside.
So what are they going to do with it then?
Did you get the? I
they're
can't remember.
They're taking it back up again. They actually have a plan for using it somewhere else.
Oh.
The piping.
Right,
they're going to reuse
reused.
The piping. Yes,
they
they're
did
reuse
mention
the
that.
Piping. Yes,
I did remember that. But what was the dollar amount on that one?
1.3.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah million.
Just chump change, right?
Yeah, just nothing.
Well, that's only.
Bless you.
Bless you. We have our visitor over there. Is
she's trying to get attention.
She is so unamused at our prattle that she's now sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to keep herself awake.
I just have really bad hay fever.
Okay.
It is allergy season.
And we do have hay in here, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody told me to make hay while the sun shines.
Exactly.
Can we have some music? This
is
really
hard.
And when we get back, we'll talk to Kelsey from the NWRLS.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
At least mention her name before we go to the next song.
We will take a quick little break here. Yeah, exactly. And but that's kind of how we roll sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Especially on a Thursday. The week is almost up.
So long as it's not directed at me.
No, not this time. We'll. I mean, we've got...
Mostly,
plenty of time to make up for that.
It's Brandon's day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's Brandon's day in the hot seat.
So we will be back here in just a moment with a little music. We've got Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Probably only one song that you can imagine that is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Kelsey from the Northwest Regional Library System with us right here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Frankie goes to Hollywood and relax. What did Frankie do in Hollywood when he went there?
I think he sang.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Relaxed.
And had one hit?
Played the synthesizer.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Keytar?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, we have in the studio with us Kelsey from the Northwest Regional Library System. Good morning. We haven't been ignoring you, I promise. We're just a little squirrely today. What's going on at the library?
There's a lot going on right now. We have so many book clubs. Oh, sorry, I need to get closer to the mic.
Yes, yes, you do.
Because you have a nice voice.
Thank you. We have so many book clubs. We have the Grace and Grub, which is for our inspirational readers, those who like the very nice things to read with no cussing, no swearing, nothing lascivious. We have our STEAM and Culture Book Club, which is for science, technology, engineering,
and arts.
Now, wait.
If I can't say scintillating, she can't say lascivious.
Really? Is this kind of like the word moist?
Thank you.
Anyway, go on about
that. You should never give me buttons.
I wish she had never found that button. I really do.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, you were saying something.
Oh.
Scintillating. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes.
We have a nonfiction book club dedicated to STEAM and culture, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, which is part of a larger project that we're trying to do of raising science and digital literacy in the community. So we're actually looking for some business partners to come in and talk at the library about some of the things that they build in the community.
To kids.
Kids, adults. We actually really focusing on teens through older adults.
Okay. When do the book clubs happen?
The book clubs happen every month. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just had one on Tuesday for STEAM and Culture. Grace and Grub, I think, is meeting sometime this week or next week.
Okay.
I don't call off the top of my head. And then, of course, we have our Beyond the Lens book club, which is always a film and a book pair together. This year, this month, we're showing The Light Through the Light in Her Eyes.
Uh-huh.
And we're pairing with, actually, Dr. Fistine here from Gulf Coast.
Oh,
and
good.
Hiba Rahim from the Center Council on American and Islamic Relations.
Yep, CARE.
Mm-hmm. CARE, yes.
Yeah, they've come to see us before.
Yes, they have.
So how many do you have in total? Four?
We have four.
Four book clubs.
At just Bay County Public alone.
Okay.
And then there's ones at Port St. Joe. There's a new one starting at the Springfield Library. And, of course, I believe we have one or two over at Panama City Beach.
Oh, great.
Well.
What
okay,
do we have to do if we want to be a part of the book club? Because I have a hard time being a part of clubs. They don't let me in.
Just show up.
You won't kick me out.
We won't kick you out.
What's it cost?
Doesn't cost anything.
It's really?
Yep.
Listen
anything
to that. It's a club that I can be a part of.
But you have to read the book.
Dang it.
You've got to read
not
the book.
Not necessarily.
Darn.
We encourage it. We
you
want
encourage
you to
us to read the book?
So, but if I just read the cliff notes, you'll still let me come?
We'll still let you come. Okay. You can still come and talk with us.
Cliff notes.
Well, you know, they people
it's better
do
than
do
Wikipedia.
That.
I say, if I remember my college days, Wikipedia, man, I would love to read the summaries.
Well, back in our day, there was no such thing as Wikipedia.
No, there was only cliff notes.
Right.
Yeah, there was the encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. And you had the abridged versions.
That's true. We did have cliff notes. I confess to reading a couple of those, but they were actually worse than the book, so.
They were still tough to get through, you're
they
right.
They were very tough to get through, so. Right. Yeah. Don't read the Cliff's notes. Brandon?
No. Don't listen to this. So cover his ears, please.
Read the book.
I love reading books, so I mean,
so
it works out.
Kelsey, tell us what kind of books do you have in the book club? I mean, what do you like?
I'm the nonfiction.
Do you get to pick the books?
Right now, I have been for my STEAM and Culture book club. I haven't had enough people come to actually come and put their input. I'd really like to have some more people this month. Next month, we're reading Astrophysics for People in a Hurry by Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh,
so
that sounds great.
That sounds riveting.
People. We just read Bill O'Reilly's Killing Reagan.
What do you think of those books? Because I've read a couple of his, and they seem to be pretty good. He's a polarizing figure.
Are you talking about Bill O'Reilly?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of my first time reading his books. I'm having to expand some of the things that I read. I'll admit my personal bias doesn't get in the way. But it was actually pretty interesting, and it definitely kept me engaged while I was reading it.
Yeah, he's done Killing Kennedy, Lincoln, Reagan.
Killing England.
England.
Patterson, I believe, is also another one.
And Jesus.
Yes.
He did kill Jesus as well.
This is
correct. That's not nice.
No. I've listened to them on tape and or CD. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all have tapes anymore, but
yeah, we have.
I did it on CD and he's a good narrator. I mean, he's a broadcast guy, so he's got a good voice, but it was interesting. I learned a few things.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you read.
Something like that. Yeah. We have Kelsey in the studio. We'll talk more about what's happening at the library, and I think we're just cutting up quite a bit around here this morning, so just I can't help it. Here's a little Shania Twain on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Well, John, don't call me Cougar anymore, Mellencamp.
He changed his name a few times.
Is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Good question.
But
I'm on it.
Is he going to change his name
can
to
he be
an
in there
indecipherable
twice?
Symbol?
No, but I doubt that.
Okay.
That's a good question, too.
Yes. Will he
Neither
be in there
Neither of which
twice?
I have the answer to. Mm-hmm.
Will he be in there as John Cougar Mellencamp and also John Mellencamp? Although, I think all of his
or
good music...
Or as his real name. Doesn't he have a real name, too?
Probably. It's like Bob.
And it could be in there as Bob.
Tom.
Yes.
Nice boring name. Really? What, as?
Let's see. I'm double-checking this right now with just the
I think I would have stuck with the Cougar name. John right. Cougar. I mean, that's just cool.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Scott Kirkman just doesn't have that...
Scott Cougar Kirkman.
No, it just... No.
That would just in yes. Everybody's reaction would be like Tori's. They just laugh.
Yeah, I think so. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
just nod and smile.
<Just not>. Yeah.
The Hall of Fame exhibit is titled Mellencamp. So
just simply
interesting.
Mellencamp.
Yes.
Okay.
Does he have a real name besides that?
I think that's his name.
To keep looking on the Googleator.
Okay. Google. Yes. We have
Kelsey
from NWRLS.
Sounds like another radio station.
It does. A special guest from NWRLS.
Sounds like a governmental agency.
It is.
And we've been having a history lesson in here off air, which no one knew about.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I didn't know if we were talking about Hathaway
Grandpa,
Bridge. Or...
Grandpa Tom was talking to us about the we're on version 3
this
of the Hathaway
version
Bridge.
This is version 3
of
the Hathaway Bridge.
I did not know that.
Out there, yeah. When I got here, version 1 had been closed and the center span dismembered. The swing span was gone. And it used to be a fishing bridge. That was like 1979, 1980. And the new one was, I don't know, 10, 12 years old. The new one at that point.
Right.
The 4-lane bridge. And then that one was eventually dynamited after they got the this... concrete.
It's a pretty one.
Concrete. We have a pretty bridge now.
It's and when it's much nicer.
When it's lit, it's very elegant.
Yeah.
And it apparently is dripping water.
Which is what started the whole thing in the first mm-hmm. place.
Right.
That our little history lesson of Bay County. Thank you, Tom.
That they're changing the drainage pipe that goes across it because it's
the
got
water
a
pipe.
No, water pipe.
Water pipe.
It's a water feed line to Panama City Beach. So.
Water drainage, you know.
Do they not have their own water in Panama City Beach?
They're surrounded by it. It's an island.
Well, I'm aware, but not drinkable water, really.
No, it's not. No, they get their water.
Really?
Panama City Beach gets its water from the county plant, I believe, on Transmitter Road.
Well, you are a wealth of knowledge today. You must have had your Wheaties.
I must have gotten some sleep or something last night.
Or you've been spending a lot of time in the library, at the Northwest Regional Library System.
I spend a lot of time and I'll tell you, that 11th Street Library is a great place.
I like
it. It really is.
And that's where Kelsey
hails
from.
What kind of
from.
History section do you have at the 11th
Ooh,
Street branch?
Big one.
You huge. Got really? To check out the local history room. It is awesome.
If you want pictures of the original Hathaway Bridge with Model T's going across it,
oh, cool.
Laura will hook you up
Probably
over
the
there.
The second bridge and the third bridge.
And
Neat.
The third bridge, yeah. They'll have it.
They've got some cool stuff.
All so right. Do you get lost in there and just in
I
the
overwhelmed.
History?
Overwhelmed. I walk in and I'm like, Lori, help.
There's so much to look at in the history room over there. It's amazing.
So if I want to go in the history room, is there like a special code word or something I have to tell the librarian?
It's Haddock. You knock on the door.
No, whenever people come up to reference us, I always point to my left, say, see the lady in the red? Go to the left of
her. Does she always wear red?
It's a painting. It's
I see.
Okay,
I see.
Unfortunately, I can't recall her name.
I was going to say, how do you get your employees to wear the same color every day? Because you all look very casual when you're there. So
that would be pretty awesome,
It
actually.
Would be. Anyway, yes, the lady in red. Isn't
the lady
there's
in red,
a song about that.
Portrait mm-hmm. of the lady in red. You go to the left of her, and then you sneak around to the snacks. Snacks?
Snacks. There are snacks over there sometimes, but you have to know where they hide them.
I need some Wheaties.
Yeah.
And talk to Laura, Lori, Miranda, and they'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm not looking for anything in particular? I'm just nosy. About
then just go browse. There's lots of photographs.
It's open.
Really?
You can wander around in there and look at the teacups from the turn of the century and portraits of and little bio information about the founding fathers
People
of this place.
By. And, there's old paintings of like what the bayous look like.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So if you're working at the library, you could just stop and read a book and say, well, you know, this is for my job. I'm getting more familiar with the materials.
They don't let you do that.
No, you need to watch your reference desk. There's no time at the reference desk. A lot of times there's a line at the reference desk, but there's no time. These people are busy. There are two library stations at the reference desk, and they stay hopping out there. There's a lot of traffic in that library. It's a big library. A lot of traffic.
The amount of people that come to the library is over 1,000 people a day.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And that doesn't include like any of our special organ trips and stuff. Like last week we had our Dr. Seuss or Read Across America Day.
Right.
Last year I know we had over 400 people attend that.
Wow.
That was a madhouse. Yeah,
it's busy. It is busy in there.
And Kelsey, how long have you been there?
I started in October 2016.
Okay.
So I've just been there a year and a half.
She was not at the old building then.
No, the old
library.
You can tell the ones that were at the old library downtown because generally they're still moldy.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a miserable building.
You said that. Yeah. Did your wife work at the old building? Okay.
No, you're not calling your wife moldy.
Is the roof okay now?
The roof is okay now. We haven't had any leaks.
Have brand new roof.
Again.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm button happy today.
A second brand new roof.
Yeah, well, the old roof that they had was not old.
The Hathaway Bridge was old.
It was only like 3 or 4 years old, but it was leaking like a sieve.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I used to go in there on afternoons when it looked like it was going to rain at night, and you would take plastic and cover up some of the stacks because we knew where the leaks were.
But most importantly, the snacks.
The snacks.
No, I think they can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll come back. I need to reset or something. We'll take a quick break. We have some music from the Four Tops coming your way in just a moment, and a vinyl play of the day as well. On the mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's like our theme song here. You know, just lean on me. Call me.
Or call me because we are going to go into a fundraiser here shortly.
Yeah, you should take our phone number because we have a new listener line recently. So if you want to get prepared for whatever fundraisers or giveaways are coming up, 747-3205.
Dog, you have it. Good for you.
747-3205. I have it written on my folder.
She has a folder she brings every day, and it has a listener line on it. I couldn't
get you.
That's way too organized.
Way to go.
I can't stand that.
Thank you.
You get the applause.
Yay. Thank you.
Now, Kelsey has something she has to mention, or she's going to be in trouble when she gets back to the 11th Street Library.
If I don't mention our new preloaded e-readers, which is part of our playlist, I will get a mango-flavored candy, which I'm allergic to mango, so...
That's harsh.
That's a death threat.
Terrifying.
That's, like, terrible. That's like giving somebody with a peanut allergy, like, you know,
have
peanut butter
and
jelly sandwich. Wow.
So what is this?
So, essentially, do you guys remember Kindles?
Yes.
Sure.
We used to have them at the library, unfortunately, all of them broke. Mm. So, our librarian, Jerry, he wrote a really nice grant, and he got funded for it. So, we have the, I think it's 16 or 18... playaways, these little like Nook readers, Kindles, where you just read like a bunch of different things that are on there. Like I think there's one dedicated to Debbie McComb. There's mystery, New York Times bestsellers.
I saw those when I was there, or at least the display for them, because they've got a sheet that lists all the things that are on them. Yeah, that's
and then
very
you
cool.
can check it out just like a book.
Check it out just like a book. Keep it for 20 days, and then hopefully.
I was going to ask if it was a little longer since there are multiple books on there.
No, but
no
I bet you can renew it. Right?
Yeah, you can renew it.
Okay,
you can renew it twice.
You can also, just since we're talking about that, you can also rent ukuleles. Or not rent, but check them out.
I heard that.
More ukuleles, and we also just added dulcimers to
the
collection.
Yeah, I got to check out the dulcimers.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I don't know how to play one, but I didn't know how to play ukulele either, so,
you don't know how to play a lot of instruments, but it's not slowed you down too much.
No, it's not at all.
Who's checking out the ukuleles?
I checked one out.
Adults, kids?
Everybody.
Okay.
And they come in really cool colors.
The first Saturday of each month, which that's when I work, I can always tell it's the first Saturday because I always hear the ukulele orchestra playing in the library where they meet.
Oh, that's cool.
Very nice.
It's pretty awesome.
It's very good. Tom, are you ready?
I am as ready as I don't know if I'm ready or not, but I'll run this anyway.
Never are. We have a vinyl play of the day, and we do this because part of our grassroots pledge membership drive is that we're giving up our records.
We're going to let you fish through them, and if you renew your membership or become a member of WKGC, you get your ticket to the vinyl wall party and thumb through those dusty old
discs.
We got a lot.
And depending on your membership level, we'll let you leave with...
We're going to bring
six, 10, 20, 50 more.
Yeah. We're gonna bring over a couple of pickup truckloads records from the old building, and we'll have them in the on the first floor of the Advanced Technology
Center.
In the lobby, Saturday,
April 7th.
So, and please remember, this is listener-funded radio.
Yes.
That's right. We can't do this without you.
We can't do it without you. So please remember. It's
and I should mention this, because this is always important, because people are always curious about this. When you pledge, it doesn't go to our salaries.
No. It certainly doesn't go to my salary.
No, we don't pay you.
Oh, that's right.
But it doesn't go to our salaries. It really just goes to run the radio station.
Yeah, we have to pay for NPR. We have to pay for new music, and we try to keep a lot of new music coming in here. We have to pay to keep the transmitters running, because...
And they use power, believe it or not.
Oh, they use a lot of power.
They do.
And so all of these things, we have to pay for maintenance on these things and all of that stuff. So it really is fairly expensive to run a radio station, especially one of this size.
Yeah.
And we depend on the listeners for that money.
He's getting his groveling shoes
I'm
ready.
I'm getting my grovel on here. Anyway, and so we're going to give away some records. And
we also have some, in addition to the vinyl vault and the...
A few other little
giveaways.
We have some sponsors, the Panama City Pops, the Seabreeze Jazz Festival, and Second Chance of Northwest Florida, that have all provided membership gift prizes.
And I think we'll have some matching funds from a few places that I've heard of.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That when you donate... Your funds get matched, and you still get to come and get records.
Right.
What a deal.
It's a great deal.
Actually come out ahead of the ball game somehow.
It's the best deal in town.
Anyway, this our vinyl player of the day is a post-apocalyptic song that was...
Nice and uplifting.
It was from 1969, and it was actually written on a boat in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I've been there.
You have?
Yeah.
You're on a radio station there.
I was indeed.
The boat's name was Mayan, and it was owned by... David Crosby, and the music, and Paul Kantner and Stephen Stills helped with this, and it's a song from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, first album, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Wooden Ships.
This is your vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
From the other side, there's just one thing I got to know. Can you tell me, please? One. Yes, I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now, haven't got sick once. Wooden ships on the water, very free and easy.
Easy,
you know the way it's supposed to be.
Silver
people on the shoreline.
Talking about
very free
and easy.
Mm-hmm.
says we want you guys. All we can do is echo your anguish cries. Still, as all human feelings die, we are leaving. You don't need us.
That's our vinyl play of the day here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I just stepped on them.
Oh, well.
My bad. That's Wooden Ships.
Wooden Ships, yes. Wooden Ships, yes.
Wooden Ships.
I told you there's something in my coffee
song
today.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know what it is, but there's something in there.
I need to push the buzzer button now.
Yeah, really. Brandon, would you watch what you're feeding the station manager?
Sorry.
I just realized everyone's wearing glasses but Tori.
Huh.
Those were bad mushrooms.
Right. Yeah.
It was something bad on the pizza. I
bad
guess.
And
I didn't,
on the pizza.
I didn't even eat pizza.
I didn't have any pizza.
We ate at church last night. I mean, come on.
Well,
but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. I don't know what you guys are doing at that church. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. What can I tell you?
I drank the iced tea.
There you go.
That's what it was.
But I did have a cookie.
Oh,
no,
you're not supposed to have cookies.
Kelsey, thank you for coming in and putting up with us this morning. We did need a little bit of adult supervision, and thank you for yep.
Providing it.
See, something I can't say today. Give us the website for the library, if you don't mind.
It is www.nwrls.com.
And you can pick up all kinds of goodies, books, pre-read loaded readers.
And mm-hmm. all their stuff's free.
Yeah,
really.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's free.
And you can read stuff online, too.
That's right.
By
and you can download
them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Put Overdrive on your iPad, and you're off and running.
Wander
off
around
to races.
The history section and get lost in Bay County history.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff.
There is actually a lot of history, and it's a great history section.
Well, thank you again for coming in, everyone. Thank you for, you know, trying to be adult this morning, but I think
didn't
we
work.
Failed.
We might have failed.
Yeah, I think we did. We'll close things out, though, with a little bit of Eddie Money. This is Shaken on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And don't forget, we've got Commodore basketball this afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on your local public radio station.